Emilian Kaima is the spokesperson for the Uganda Police, and he joins us now. A very good morning to you, sir. Thank you very much for your time this morning. Why was the police not handling the situation in the city yesterday? Why was it left to the army?
The police took lead, as we always do. But of course, our constitution allows us to work closely with the army and the other agencies in handling situations of any nature.
Okay, so I expected you to say that. But what it illustrates is that the police is ill-equipped and it's incompetent to handle people who are demonstrating. That's the message that comes across.
No, we are not ill-equipped. We are fully equipped to handle these situations, but given the intensity of the rioters, and rioting is not acceptable, it's unlawful, it's criminal.
It was a demonstration. I'm not sure what you mean by intensity. Because one of the videos that has been doing the rounds is a video of a journalist, James Akena, on his knees, holding up his camera, being beaten by soldiers. What intensity are you talking about here?
This is one of the acts that are unacceptable that happened, which we are handling very well.
And when you say handling, are you identifying the soldiers who did it, and are you planning to prosecute them?
Yes, we will. We did talk amongst ourselves with my counterpart from UPDF,
Uganda People's Defense Forces.
Jim Akena was late to go and see the doctor. Yeah,
but why was he beaten in the first place? You see, this is the mystery of it all. Why was he beaten? Is there an explanation for it?
No. Violence against anyone, assaulting anyone, whether protester or no protester, is unlawful. It's a criminal act. So the process to find anyone who did this, a soldier who did this, would be undertaken. Jimmy was freed immediately. We got to know. And we asked him to record a statement with us so that prosecution would be done without missing our words.
Okay, so let me push you on this a little bit, Emilian. You're talking about violence.
Yes.
I'd like to suggest to you that it's become a culture in the security forces in Uganda to be violent, because Bobi Wine is saying that he was violently treated by the people who arrested him. We know that Member of Parliament Zake is in hospital at the moment. And by the way, just to clarify, the president says that the police is looking for him. Is that correct? Is the police actually looking for him?
What happened they have their story to tell, because
is the police looking for Honorable Zake?
Not appropriate like that, because we know where he is. He's in a medical facility receiving medication.
So you're contradicting the president?
Not, maybe you misunderstood him.
He says very clearly in his letter that he escaped from a medical facility, and that he is wanted by the police.
Yes, he did escape, because when they were arrested on that Monday in the Arua fracas, he was taken to Arua Referral Hospital to receive medication because he complained he had a medical condition. And in our law, life first. We take issues of life as very, very important. So he was taken to hospital, and I think either aided or by himself, he left hospital without our knowledge.
Okay.
Fortunately, he went to another hospital to receive medication.
So let's just go back to the issue of violence. Let's just go back to the issue of violence. You say violence is not acceptable, and I take that. The Constitution is clear about it. But we have seen violence time and time again when people show up on the streets, meted by soldiers who you say are working with the police, and therefore you'd think that the police is endorsing this, and then you have members of parliament claiming that they were being tortured. Is there a culture of violence in the security forces in Uganda?
I think you need to use the two lenses to appreciate this situation. Members of the public, especially young people, have been driven to believe that when they are violent, then they'd be hard, which is unfortunate. And some of those who do this are leaders who should be reining in. to show the reason that you can demonstrate in any situation, to present your feelings about anything without being violent. That's the key factor that we needed to see.
But you see, again, I hate to belabor, Emilian, but you see, you talk about violence, people who are violent, but poor James Akena, this story breaks my heart because he's a colleague of mine. He's a journalist, a senior journalist with a lot of experience, who was being beaten very, like, gosh, not even an animal deserves to be beaten like that by soldiers. And all he had was a camera in his hands. So there is a contradiction in what you're saying.
No, Alan, it equally embarrasses me as someone who speaks for the force that must at all time restrain. So in such operations, mistakes once made, we must be able to handle them. And we promise to do this and we will do it.
Right.
This was done last evening by my colleague Brigadier Karimire and ourselves. And we set him free, as I said, which is an indication that we do not in any way condone these acts.
Two journalists were arrested in Arua, and they have charges, they are facing charges as well. NTV journalists, will those charges be dropped? Because they too are being, again, all they were doing was doing their job.
Well, in criminal justice, when you have evidence against any suspect, then you present the evidence before DPP, Directorate of Public Prosecutions. If they agree with you, you go on with the prosecution.
Okay.
If there is no evidence, they are dropped. So that's the criminal justice system, which you must respect.
Okay, now just tell
all
me...
All we I'll... say is...
Mm. Yeah, I understand where you're coming from with that. Yes, just finish your thought.
All we are saying is, if anybody is thought or suspected to be involved in any form of crime, they should be investigated without meting out any form of violence whatsoever.
I wonder what Bobby Wine would think when he hears you saying that. Because he, according to family members, according to different people who have met with him, is said to be nursing wounds. I wonder, first of all, is he supposed to be in police custody or in military custody? Because he's in a military barracks.
This has been explained, Alan, on why he's in the military facility undergoing the court-martial, the military court-martial. And for purposes of respecting the laws here, there are issues, there is something we call sub judice. I wouldn't want to go into discussion on matters to do
That's with a cop-out the... statement. That's a cop-out statement, Emilian. You're trying to dodge my question.
It is. Not really.
No. Come on. You have to tell me. Whatever Bobby Wine did, is that a matter that should be handled by the police or by the military?
This has been explained.
What is the explanation?
That in his hotel, during the search, arms and ammunition were found in that hotel.
Okay, so let me just confirm this to you. Straight away, and I want you to go on record with this statement, and I'm hoping that you'll be able to stand by it. Are you saying explicitly that guns that were shown to the public as having belonged to Bobby Wine were actually taken from his hotel room?
Yes, they were taken from his hotel room.
How do you respond to allegations that they were planted there?
Well, that's now the beauty of prosecution, where prosecution proves a point. And in these matters, the burden of proof lies with the state to prove that this, what you are saying, is actually the truth and not half the truth.
Is it military or police that is leading in the investigations into this matter?
Well, it's the military that is leading because when they were
Is it a collaboration between the military and the police?
We work closely.
But in this particular case, are you working together?
Still, we do work together.
Okay. Now, do you sense that your obligation is to the people or to the government of Uganda?
My obligation is to the people because I'm a servant of the people, working within the legal framework laid down by the legislation, by the lawmakers. And once we override our mandate, we are called to order by the same law.
Many Ugandans will tell you that they are completely embarrassed by the scenes that was witnessed on the streets of Kampala yesterday. People being beaten the way they were being beaten. And the demonstrations are constitutionally guaranteed. The question here is, how can, yes, can you, yes, assure Ugandans that they are actually safe to demonstrate and that they will not be, you know, beaten up the way people are being beaten up yesterday?
Alan, this must be known very clear. Demonstrations are allowed, actually provided for by the Constitution, but they are equally guided. If you want to demonstrate, our law, particularly the Public Order Management Act, clearly guides on what to do. You notify the Inspector General of Police, who works hand in hand with you to identify the venue, to identify this, the route, to know the numbers.
But we all both know, Emilian, that on more than one occasion, people have shown up on the streets. Some demonstrations have actually been cancelled, even if they had got pre-approval. So my question again is, are we going to witness this level of violence on the streets of Kampala again?
There are equally very many that we have given protection, and they have gone on very well. Prominent among them is the DP conference,
the convention party
that they had recently. Yeah.
Yes, but again, just very convention. Briefly, because I don't want to take up too much of your time and I appreciate your patience with me. Can you give me the assurance that Ugandans will not be beaten up the next time they go out on the streets to demonstrate?
Demonstrations are protected by the law, and once they demonstrate...
I'd like to hold you to this, Emilian. Will Ugandans be beaten next time they show up on the streets to demonstrate?
Well, nobody should be beaten. Even riders should not be beaten. But we want a culture of doing things within the law, demonstrating, not rioting. Rioting is unlawful, Alan.
Okay. I do agree with you that rioting is indeed unlawful in many places around the world. And I've got to say thank you very much for your time today and for engaging us on this very important subject. That's Emilian Kaima, who is the spokesperson for the Uganda Police.